Okay, got a problem here, folks, because this is part two of a little podcast that we entitled... I've forgotten the name now. What was it? What was it called, Pilar? Let me see. Hang on. What was it called? I don't know. It was called something like... I haven't got a clue. Anyway, I've just uploaded it to Audio Boor, so give it a few minutes, and once it's sort of appeared on the page, I can tell you. But this is part two. I was talking about Greenland and Big Bears and Paris, okay? And I think... Did I give you the answer to the... Yes, I did, to the Greenland thing. Who discovered Greenland? It was, of course, Eric the Red. I was about to talk about something then, and then I realised the 5 minutes on the audio booth was up, and we had to sort of spill over into part two, which is... I always hate it when you have to split a podcast into two bits. But that's part of life, I think. Anyway, so that was the first bit, and I was going to talk about gingerism. Yes, we've done a campaign, or started a campaign, say no to gingerism, okay? And if you go to Twitter and do the hashtag gingerism, you will find a collection of tweets that people have done, which I consider to be anti-ginger. Okay, so they're there. I've replied to them, so they appear, and I've stuck the hashtag on. I'm concerned that it kind of looks like a sort of illegal database, but I'm not too sure what the data protection people think of it. But I've it's basically a list. It's a list of all the people on Twitter who are tweeting what I consider to be gingerist jokes. Okay, so if you have tweeted anything possibly with ginger in the title, which happens to be an anti-ginger joke, you may well find yourself in that list. Give it a try and see what happens. But just do the hashtag gingerism, and it's amazing what you'll find, what people think is funny. So there we go, I just thought I'd mention that. I mentioned that because I thought of Eric the Red, who apparently discovered Greenland. So there we go. I shall give you the answers to the other two questions in just a second, after this little bit of music. Oh yes, it's the robot music again. I love this music. Very sort of 1980s. Oh yes. This is cool. Cool music, yes. Okay, and there it's gone. Totally gone. Disappeared. Yes, that's a bit of a shame, isn't it? This is the English programme. I noticed on the first part of the previous podcast, I called it the Radio Boo, which it's not. It's Radio Goes Pop. Oh dear. There's the phone. Oh, what's going on there? That's rather strange, don't you think? Okay, right, we're back. This is part two of the second Audio Boo, which I can happily inform you, I've got the title, it's called Greenland, Paris and Big Bears, part one and part two. Yes, there we go, folks. So, by the way, if you're wondering who was on the phone, it was someone informing me that U2 are on Glastonbury. So there you go. I have to watch that. Big fan of U2. I do prefer the old sort of rattle and hum period of their career, but never mind. Beggars can't be choosers. Rumour has it that Bono is a natural redhead. So there we go. So it all ties in. I like it when different things sort of all come together and tie into things. Tenuous links. Okay, folks, right, we've had the robot music. We move on now with the answers I've been promising you before I forget what the questions were, which is something I do often do. On which river... can you find Paris? It's the River Seine. And the largest bear in the entire world is the Kodiak. Obviously, if you do see it, make sure, yes, folks, you take a photo. My producer, Pilar, on the basis of that terrible joke, has told me to leave the room. Pilar, I do apologize.